Good afternoon. My name is Stephanie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Legend Power Systems Q3 2016 Business Update and Financial Results Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question during this time, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Randy Buchamer, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Stephanie. Welcome to our fiscal 2016 Q3 Legend Powers conference call. I'm Randy Buchamer, President and CEO of Legend, and with me is our CFO, Steve Vannery, who'll be covering the financials, the MDA in detail in a few minutes. We're pleased to provide a fiscal Q3 2016 highlights summary, and it'll support our financials that went out, the MD&A and the press release. Q3 was a significant quarter for us in many regards as we achieved our highest historical quarter for system orders. That was 15 units. Began the installation of a national rollout with our largest single full cycle order in Legend's history, a leading retailer. And we continue to add new customers in existing and new verticals. Sales team continued to increase our sales opportunities throughout our target markets. And we have numerous proof of concept deals that are now moving to rollouts. We were successful in securing follow-on orders in our two newest verticals that we got last quarter, corrections and motels, which are large markets in North America. And we continue to see opportunities and markets for our product. The sales team secured about $1 million in orders, but we recognized only $658 in sales. And the revenue recognition reduction was a result of losing about 6 weeks of production due to product challenges with a third-party component. It was underperforming to expected levels. Our new quality control process highlighted the components underperformance, and we ordered substitute components from another supplier. No customers were affected by the component. All testing was caught in-house, and any underperformance that occurred was never happening at a customer site. So no customer shipments were delayed other than the ones that needed replacement components. And thus the revenue, therefore, was not recognized in that quarter. Our receivables have grown. We're closely managing the collection of our receivables on a daily basis. Our cash collection cycle is longer than traditional businesses, and we're implementing ways to shorten our sales to cash cycle. When we sell a product, we physically send our product to the customer's location, and we recognize the revenue. What has occurred in numerous situations is that although the product is shipped and it's at a customer's location, there often are delays in the actual installation of our solution for various good reasons. An example, the other day we had one of the REITs was putting a system in, everything was booked, and it was called off because they could not turn the building down for 4 to 6 hours because it was 37 degrees outside and the tenants didn't want the air conditioning to run or be turned off, wanted it running. So we've seen gaps of 1 to 3 months from receipt of our product by the customer to the completion of the installation and commissioning. This has been the main cause of any of the delays we've had in receivables. You know, it's important to note that we deal with major corporations. We're very confident that our receivables will significantly be paid down by the end of September. Also, just want to touch on, we've had continued early progress into the New York market, and we continue to work with a large U.S. utility, Con Edison. And we're building a relationship with a very significant U.S.-based electrical contractor on targeted accounts. We're making joint sales calls, and the early response to the product has been outstanding. And as we speak, Aaron Arsenault, our director of sales, is in New York conducting business this week. We also continue to implement our product development roadmap, which will improve our patent controller's capabilities. And just a quick highlight, so the new controller, which will be ready for Q2 2017, will offer many benefits, but the highlights are we'll increase energy savings by at least 20%, which will improve customers' ROI. It will be the platform for our worldwide product line. So the product will not be different in each country, even though the electrical environments are different. It's just an internal aspect that we'll control and will allow us to sell the product worldwide. It'll also allow integration of standalone energy-saving products that are currently in electrical rooms into a Legend product chassis. We'll provide internet capabilities, and it will support full remote diagnostics. And integration of third-party diagnostic and energy dashboard products is key for us, because it moves the Legend solution from sitting in an electrical room as a box to a dashboard on an executive's computer where they can see how they're performing, what they're saving, and most importantly, in their portfolio of buildings where they're not saving because they don't have a Legend box. So we like that from a marketing perspective too. Highlights for the Q3 2016, again, orders for about $1 million, revenue of $658. That was 9 unique deals representing 15 units. Again, a new quarterly record for us. The most popular unit was the 1,000 amp system. Average deal size was about $73,000, and the average unit sale price was about $46,000. From a sales observation point of view, we successfully installed our new 2,500 amp system. It's the largest system we've ever had, and that was a jump from a 1,500 right up to a 25, and it's working great. We also have 2 full-cycle proof-of-concept to rollout deals initiated, one with an international retailer and the other with the Ontario Ministry of Education. And there's additional numerous rollout opportunities being discussed as we continue our sales calls. There's additional sales into the 2 new markets opened last quarter. We're really excited about corrections. We're really excited about motels. And the results have been very, very good there so far. And really positive is about 40% of the sales were initiated by channel, which is something we're really looking forward to growing. Product energy saving results are supporting the proposals, the stated energy savings we said we would get, and we get continued flawless product performance. From a focused corporate, we continue to grow sales and continue to introduce Legend to new geographical regions. We want to improve cash collection and reduce our average receivable cycle. We are increasing our inventory levels to speed up execution of product and collections. We're closely managing our costs and our working capital requirements. I'll come back and talk a little bit more about other aspects of business, but I'd like to turn it over to Steve now to talk about the financials.
Thanks, Randy. Welcome, everyone. We thank you for your interest in Legend Power Systems and for taking the time to participate in today's call. Just a reminder that Legend has a September fiscal year end, and today's call is focused on our third quarter results for the 9-month period ended June 30th, 2016. Within our financial performance highlights, revenue, cost of sales, gross margin percentage, net loss, and EBITDA all showed improvement compared with the 3 and 9-month periods ending June 30th of last fiscal year, 2015. But it should be noted that these increases are based on the company having only recently achieved a meaningful run rate. Revenue for the third quarter at $658,000 was materially less than the total purchase orders received during the quarter, as Randy had mentioned, but was significantly up from $150,000 in revenue for the same 3-month period of 2015. Fiscal year-to-date revenue was $2.45 million, up from $417,000 in the same 9-month period of 2015. Significant increases in fiscal 2016 revenue are the result of strong product demand in light of the company's ability to consistently deliver on energy savings for its customers and the multi-vertical market penetration being achieved in Ontario. Gross margin for the third quarter was 53.9%. virtually unchanged from the 53.5% in the same period of 2015. Gross margin year to date, that's for the 9 months, was 52.6%, down just slightly from the 53.4% in the same period of 2015. We closely monitor operating expenses, which increased marginally for the comparative 3 and 9 month year-over-year periods. Increases were mostly experienced in those areas which are linked to our overall higher level of sales and manufacturing activity, such as sales-related travel and salaries in particular through the addition of various personnel. Included in the third quarter loss were several significant non-cash items which totaled, included in the 9-month to date loss were several non-cash items which totaled $245,000. while in the year-to-date period, non-cash was $551,000. With these adjustments, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, or EBITDA, were negative $280,000 and negative $433,000, respectively, for the 3 and 9 month periods ending June 30, 2016. With reference to the balance sheet, as of June 30, 2016, the company had working capital of $2.6 million compared with $1.4 million at our prior year end, which was September 30, 2015. The most notable component of working capital was accounts receivable. At June 30, 2016, accounts receivable totaled $2.6 million compared with $647,000 at September 30, 2015, an increase of approximately $2 million. The increase was due primarily to the large number of sales recorded during this fiscal year and our 4 to 6 month accounts receivable turnover cycle, which Randy mentioned earlier. Of the amounts receivable at June 30, 2016, approximately $600,000 is current, arising from sales in Q3 of 2016, $1 million is between 30 and 120 days, and $1 million is over 120 days. Our receivables did grow, yes, and our collection cycle is long compared to traditional businesses. However, in cases where the company has received repeat customer orders and the relationship has strengthened, the collection cycle has become shorter. We believe the overall trend toward a shorter collection cycle will become entrenched as our customer relationships strengthen and as the perception of our technology moves from risky to innovative, reliable, and effective. As discussed on our other 2016 financial results calls, we suggest that expectations derived from recently experienced exponential growth by the company relative to prior years should be taken in the context of a young and fast-growing company. In the short term, Legend may experience lumpy revenues and financial performance. Thank you, and back to you, Randy.
Thanks, Steve. Just take a moment and to talk a little bit about looking forward into 2016-2017, where our focus will be, and clearly it's growing sales in both Ontario and in the U.S. We want to improve reseller commitments and increase the order flow from our channels. We also will introduce a significant product feature enhancements and performance improvements, which will open up new markets for us that perhaps didn't have the energy-saving economics in the past, with the new reduction capabilities will be available to us. I'm also pleased to announce that we will be introducing the Legend Power installation team. We're in the process now of hiring a team that will actually do installations for Legend directly instead of just using third-party electrical contractors. This will significantly increase installation margins for us and allow Legend to better control the customer experience. There's a real opportunity for us there, and we're giving a lot of margin to third-party contractors, and we want a bigger piece of that. We're also focused on achieving profitability by increasing sales, improving margins, and controlling our costs. And we also will be taking steps to effectively communicate our progress to the appropriate audience to improve the shareholder value. In Ontario specifically, we're seeing that the product's interest is growing, the acceptance continues to improve. We're really pleased that continued sales growth will be expected. Existing accounts will provide follow-on orders, and you can expect announcements during the period of 2016-2017 of additional follow-on orders of significance. Expect at least one additional significant roll-up commitment in calendar 2016, in addition to the two that we already have confirmed. We're finding the commitment from key influencers and key recommenders continues to grow. Excellent relationships have been developed with all the utilities and the incentive providers, and continued sales growth in reseller channels looks great. We will increase our sales activity, and we have added a part-time sales support technician to form assessments and approve proposal turnaround. There's just a lot of people that want us to look at buildings. We've had to add talent to make sure we can go and look at their buildings. And we will be adding in 2016-2017 one business manager based in the U.S. and also a sales engineer based in the U.S. And in relating to the U.S., as a reminder, when we want to take our product to a new geography, we have to achieve three things first. We have to have our product evaluated and approved by a local utility. Second, our product has to be eligible for incentives so the customer can get those savings. And thirdly is you have to have the support of a few key recommenders like an electrical engineer or contractor. That's what we need before we can go into a territory property sale. So we have those in New York. And the Northeast U.S. is attractive because there's high energy rates, strong incentive programs, and utilities and key recommenders are out looking for client energy-saving solutions. And the other thing that's nice is we're starting to see that many Ontario-based customers, especially in the property management and retail, are also well entrenched in the U.S. and asking us to look at those opportunities. And it's a close proximity to our Ontario sales team, which is nice. Our first U.S. evaluation has been conducted, as we mentioned, last quarter in New York. Con Edison has been very receptive to working with Legend, and they provided us with an anchor partner for all of the three key attributes that we must be in place for entry into a new geography. Again, have a utility, have the incentives, and have key recommenders. Con Ed has introduced Legend to several key U.S. influencers that can accelerate Legend's New York State opportunities. We continue to work and develop a relationship with one of the largest U.S. electrical firms who has representation in every state other than Alaska in the U.S. We've had first meetings with several New York State prospects, and interest in Legend products is really strong. Existing reseller opportunities will be built out in fiscal 2016-2017, and we'll expand our reseller channel beyond our current geographical coverage. And those would be the highlights, and we'd be pleased to take questions specifically from any of you. Thank you.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Azan Habib with Haywood Securities. Your line is open.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering what revenue would have looked like if it were not for that third-party component.
Well, as we said, we have to be careful with that, but you'd be comfortable that we would have been about the same as last quarter in that range.
Okay. Great. That's it for me.
Thanks for that.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm showing no further questions. Oh, sorry, we do have a question from the line of Martin Gagel with LEED. Your line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
Could you just go over again the typical timing of when you receive an order versus how long it then takes, the timing from when you receive it to when they want it delivered, and then obviously there's that question mark where things come up on the actual installation. And I know there may not be quite a typical, but what would be an expected sort of order of series there?
Sure. Thanks for the question, Martin. You know, as we mentioned earlier, it's important to acknowledge that our sales process is composed of three components: physically shipping our product to the customer site, installing the system, and commissioning it or turning the system on. So we invoice after the customers accept the delivery of our system, and many times the installation and commissioning will be delayed for a good reason, and that takes our aging out of sync. Remember, when we put a system in, we have to apply in advance for permits, schedule a building shutdown, you know, communicate the shutdown to tenants, we have to attend the electrical room inspection with an industry inspector, get all certification, et cetera. So there's lots of moving parts, and if one part gets moved, all dates are affected, and again, our aging gets out of sync. The example used earlier, the AC couldn't be turned off in 37-degree heat. Well, rather than just say, okay, next weekend we'll come back and do that installation, the electrical contractors and a lot of people, you know, it pushes out, I think, in that example, 3 weeks. Sometimes it can be a month and a half. Sometimes someone only takes your system down quarterly for electrical work. But the other thing I would add, Martin, is that we're also creating a new product category, and we're not simply replacing a product that's already used by a company. So we're new, and new is risky. And new orders are always very cautious because they have not, you know, experienced our product in their locations. So on initial orders, we see a corporate sponsor who has championed Legend in their firms. They're usually overly involved in all aspects of the system installation because they are anxious about any potential problems occurring and negatively affecting their personal brand within their firm, and we understand that. And to ensure that Legend produces as promised, our corporate champion has the power to hold off on paying a Legend invoice until absolutely every aspect of the installation is completed. So you can kind of see there, it's a bit of a domino effect. It doesn't always happen that way, but on first orders, it seems to be that there are some delays and the champion does hold on to the payment. But once we've proven our product, the subsequent orders and payments are much shorter.
Okay, great. Could you talk about your controller a bit? The new controller, I guess you're going to be launching next year, and is there a retrofit opportunity to install it on existing systems that are already installed?
Yeah, it depends on the year of system, but the answer is yes. There's an opportunity to upgrade existing units. But the controller is the patented brains of our unit and resides in the top portion of the unit for those that have seen our units. And it basically controls the connection between the external electrical environment and the electrical environment in a person's building. So what it basically does is it takes the higher voltage coming in the building and taps it down to the level that your appliance in the building work best at. So an example, if you're getting 610 coming in the building and your appliances run at 575, our system will turn that down to that level. That's where we're currently at. And we have a bypass system, which is also a patented aspect of our product, where the system will go to sleep if there's any changes in the electrical environment, so that taking reduction of voltage inside your building could affect equipment. So the enhancement, it's really a real rewrite of the controller. So it's not just an upgrade from an improvement of existing product. It's a new platform and way of doing things. It's more direct. It has a lot of features built in it for performance and also for safety. It's one of those ones that really brings us up to a bit of a game changer, in that we can have a platform for worldwide sales, and also gives us significant savings and all the connection with the internet and everything else. So it kind of takes our product as a standalone piece of machinery, it's an electrical room, and really changes the game, and that we can also integrate the individual component of pieces that are in an electrical room. And many of you have heard me say this before, that in an electrical room, your square footage is very, very, very precious, because there's not a lot of room and a lot of things are going on in an electrical room. So you have harmonics, or you have power perfection, et cetera. All those standalone units, with the new system coming on in 2017, we can put those separate components within our chassis and save the customer money, and importantly, save them the square footage in the electrical room, and we get outstanding margin on it. And we're also doing that now with our current controller, and metering within our units, but it really opens up to some significant opportunities. And the last thing I would say is it really allows us to look at additional integration opportunities within our product, because it's got the inherent capabilities built into the controller. So it's a significant enhancement to our world anyways, from the controller point of view.
Okay, great. And if you don't mind, one final question. Your direct installation team, could you just sort of flesh out how you're managing and the opportunities with going direct, as well as your resale your existing resale model?
Sure. There's two resellers, really. There's the resellers that sell the product and will do the installation, so that won't change. Then there are resellers that are really electrical contractors. And quite honestly, I'm tired of phoning up an electrical contractor and booking them to do an installation where they make great margin, and we pass it through at very thin margins, which reduces our blended margin. So there's only two things you can do. You can either continue to pay an external party that has significant markup and pays overtime to do things at night, et cetera, et cetera, and the customers end up paying a higher price, and it makes it harder to show the ROI to make it economic. You have to go in the game for one, the tight deals, secondly, the deals that you want to keep your eyes and hands on completely, And thirdly, it'll significantly improve our blended margins. Currently, depends on the quarter, but you know, we flow through somewhere between probably 10 to 20% markup on third-party electrical work. We can get 50% margins doing that directly. And how we expect to implement and support that is that we have a group, we've got the expertise with technical side and sales side based in Ontario. Those people will be part of the Ontario team. And we're in the process now of picking the candidates. We've run some ads, et cetera. And it's very economical for us to get in. There's not a lot of upfront capital costs or fixed assets. And we'll be paying the people a fixed cost. So as you can imagine, once you've had your first few installations done, your cost of labor on subsequent installations goes down significantly. So it's something we have to do. And the last question you didn't ask is, what if someone's upset and doesn't want you to be in that business? Then they can take a geography and they can guarantee an order flow, and we would look at it differently. So, you know, one of two ways. They can carry product or sell product and do their own installations. So it won't affect the people that are selling product, but those that are just taking orders from us for electrical contracting, it will affect them. But we're excited about it, and I think it's going to be great for the company.
So you think that the channel conflict there, your key sort of distribution partners, it won't affect them. You just will be subcontracting out less of the end work that's not going to affect the distribution or sales or create any conflict.
Yeah, no, you're right on. Again, just to make that distinguishment, there is resellers that resell the product and do installations. They will not be affected because they're not going to bring one of their customers into us, buy a product, and we're not going to do the installation to take them out of that part of the game. But the electrical contractors that do not sell any product, do not take it into their customers, will be affected because it's a one-way relationship, and we're not going to continue doing that.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And I'm showing that there are no further questions at this time.
Okay. Last chance. Okay, what I'd like to do is just thank all of our shareholders for your ongoing support and people in the financial community, except for your interest and support. I'd also like to acknowledge all our team members for their dedication and their efforts to make Legend Power a successful enterprise. We're very excited about where the company's going, and I think you're going to find Legend become a really nice, successful story over the next couple of years. So thank you again, and we look forward to updating you as our business progresses.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.